everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fastest Stats. And this time I got somebody to help me out with the conversation of confidence. And it's somebody that's been on here before. Great friend of mine, my brother. I love talking to him. It's never a dull moment. Somebody I truly find inspiration from. I draw a lot from this guy. He accomplished things that I already want to do. So I look forward to continuing to draw from him. And he definitely provides a lot of motivation. It's my guy, Dylan Hughes. What's up, Dylan?
What's up, man? I feel like I'm really doing good in life when I come on this podcast, because like, this is the place where we solve problems. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is a fun pod just to listen to as well. I feel like I learn a lot from it and all the different people you have on. And hey, being able to participate in the conversation and hopefully help other people feels pretty good.
Oh yeah, I get a lot of feedback from the ones that I be putting out. So I know for a fact the power of the mind, a lot of people hit me up about that one. I ain't gonna say a lot of people. I'm not getting thousands of views, but I didn't have a conversation with 6 or 7 people from that one alone. Then the cancel culture when we did together, I got a lot of people hit me up about that. So yeah, I'll say a lot comes from when we get on here. But once again, this topic, I think Dylan was great for this topic because just his journey that I know of and that we talked about. And I mean, you could tell the difference when you're in tune with somebody and you see a switch in them. And I think you talked about that in your first book. And I think I seen the difference afterwards. Like, we talked about it, but I was like, Dylan, he been real up lately. I think we talked about that. I like, man, yo, energy just been, it was so high. And we talked about it. And I think I seen the switch in you. That's why I truly believe this was a great topic to have with you. And then we brought it up in a group chat before. But since we're talking about confidence, definitely got to bring in a quote by the great Marcus Garvey about confidence. He said, "If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. With confidence, you have won before you have even started." Now that right there, I ain't gonna lie. As soon as I read it, I felt every word was true. Now, personally, I got a lot of confidence, so I always feel I'm gonna succeed. And anything I'm not confident in, I know I'm bound to fail. Now, the definition of confidence, I want to do that because some people might take what I say and be like, nah, that's arrogance. So I want to use the Oxford Dictionary for confidence. It says, a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities and qualities. Now, the synonyms for confidence go trust, belief, faith, and self-assurance. And I feel to really have confidence, you must have all of those. You must trust in yourself, and you must have a belief and a faith in yourself to get whatever it is done. Trust yourself that you can do anything, and you're going to feel it when you start trying. When you really have belief and faith in yourself, you know no matter what, you'll get whatever it is you're trying to accomplish done. And reassure yourself. That self-assurance is huge. I feel like you won't question yourself anymore. You know it, and you're just telling yourself. And I think that comes with really anything. And me being a very confident person, not arrogant, I hate being called arrogant or conceited, just confident, a confident person, I feel like my confidence oozes in everything that I do. because I won't do anything that I believe I could fail in. Everything I do, I feel like I can succeed. Even if I don't master something, I don't feel like it's a failure. I was confident enough to try it, and I'm confident to walk around with whatever the outcome was because it was something for me. Would you want to chime in, Dylan?
Yeah, I think that's the most important part of confidence is the self-belief. And I think that is really like the first domino you need to fall, because if you don't believe you can do something, you're not going to do it. Like that is, it's really as simple as that. And I think it was Henry Ford. He said, this is not a accurate quote, but it's something along the lines. He said, whether or not you believe you can do something, or whether you believe something you can, whether you believe you can do something or not, you're right. And basically he's saying, like, if you don't think you can do it, you're not going to do it. If you think you can do it, you can do it. And in my experience, it's been the same exact thing where, I mean, going back to the power of the mind, like it really pushes everything. And if you don't have that self-confidence in yourself, then you're just not going to be able to put that into action. And I think that's probably the toughest hurdle to overcome is actually believing you can do something, because so many people have such a tough time with believing that, first of all, that they're worth anything. I mean, that's something a lot of people struggle with, is they just don't think they're worth anything. So it's like, if you don't think you're worth anything, then you're not going to think you can do anything either. True. And it's such a hard hurdle to overcome. And I'm not going to say I've personally struggled with it too much, maybe a little bit. But I mean, I see people on the internet and in real life where it's like these people have zero faith in who they are. And you have to convince yourself some way that you can do stuff and you have the ability to accomplish something. And I think that's something we talked about before was affirmations. And like, I think that's a good way to start. If you have no other options, if you have no self-faith, just start telling yourself that you're great and you can do stuff, whether you believe it or not at first. Like, just get in the practice of doing that, because over time, you're going to hear those positive words enough. And you're eventually going to be like, you know what? Maybe I can do this.
Mm-hmm. Start to believe it. Yeah, I agree. And then another thing that you said with believing in yourself, that means you have to take away other people's thoughts. I feel like a lot of time people's confidence gets shot down by the people around them and the stuff that is just outside influences. And that's the meaning of really knowing yourself, because the outside can't affect how you feel about you. And that's why I believe wholeheartedly everything that I say to myself about myself. I don't believe nothing that anyone say can just be true because somebody else said it. I don't have to believe nothing. It's what I believe in myself that make me confident in myself. Because we not always going to be around positive influences and positive people. We could try our hardest, but it will be something negative out there. Like, for instance, celebrities. They can have 1,000 comments under a picture, right? They respond mostly to the negative ones. It can be 998 good ones, but they will respond to the 2 negative ones. And I never really understood why. Obviously, we don't want to be talked about, but it shouldn't affect you when you know this for yourself. Like, I get caught up sometimes in responding to stuff people say about me if it really offends me. But then I think, like, I know that's not me. But the only time I truly care if it's coming from somebody that I care for, but it still don't shape my confidence. Like I said, being called arrogant, it offends me because I don't think I'm arrogant. I don't think I'm a narcissist. I don't think I'm conceited. So when I hear it, it does offend me. I do like, no. Let me correct you on that. But then again, it don't change how I feel about myself. It won't change how I think about myself. I know those things are not me. I just find it offensive, but my confidence is not. When I'm called that, I find that my confidence bothers other people because it's a confidence that they feel is too high. It's not an irrational confidence, though. It's not an exaggerated confidence. I just feel I'm great. I feel whatever I want to do and put my man to do, I can do. I feel whatever I put on, I'm going to look good in it. I'm not really looking for nobody to reassure me of what I already know. Because that's how I feel. I know it. And even if I don't think that I am, I'm not going to tell myself this is how you are. No, it's like, all right, I'm having a bad moment. I still look good, though, or I still feel good, though. I can't let the outside noise affect me, because when you allow what other people want you to believe to really sink in, you failed yourself. All your doubters have won control over you. And that's just something I can't stand for, not for me.
Yeah, and it's an interesting part of human nature that we're so interested in other people's opinions. And I think it kind of plays into our kind of instinct to be accepted and to be loved. And when we see other people say stuff about us, it doesn't line up. It doesn't add up. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do they know that I don't know? And it's like such a weird thing that we automatically just assume that that person is right. And it's like, we can look inside. We know ourselves. Why the hell do we think that this person knows more about us than us?
Exactly.
And that's something that I've kind of developed this year as a response to other people's comments. And I'll take in the comment that I don't really agree with. And like a lot of these comments come from like close friends, you know, I don't think they're always out of malice or whatever, mm-hmm. but they'll say something that's like, that's not who I am. And so I'll get a little mad about it. And then I'll sit back and I'll be like, is this true? And so I'll sit and think, I'm like, is there any credibility to what this person is saying? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is. Maybe sometimes there's something that I'm doing that I'm just not really addressing because I don't want to. And it's like, you know what? I probably could be better in this area. But there's other times where I'm like, that's just not true. And so I just leave that in the past. I let it be. And, you know, it is what it is. And it's, you know, going back to what you're saying, it's like, I know who I am. I feel very good about who I am and what I'm doing. And the comments and the opinions from other people don't really matter. And at the same time, a lot of people want to input their opinions and claim that they're like the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And really they're just trying to convince themselves because that's what they think. A lot of people have to talk out loud and they have to say things out loud. So if they hope, kind of going back to the affirmations thing, it's like, they hope if they hear it enough, they're going to start to believe it's true.
Yeah.
And they probably don't really believe it's true. And they just have to keep saying it. And they want to maybe even bring you down in the process and change your mind to try to convince you that they're right. And if you're strong enough and you have a strong enough confidence and just belief in yourself, you can just shake that off and be like, you know what? That person is wrong. And their opinion does not change anything about how I think about myself. So just got to let it be.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think what you said about the about how we automatically assume that that person, right? I think it's because sometimes we tend to want to know how we come off to others. And I think we should be mindful of how we come off to others, but we can't allow what one person say versus multiple be the one that we take in the most. Like, I'm like, I say acknowledge it, but to a certain extent, acknowledge as to, okay, maybe I did do something that came off that way, but that's not who I am. Don't harp on that and dwell in it as to, I got to make up for it. No, be yourself. Do what you always do. Don't try to go out your way to prove that you're not some, because the more that you try to do that, the more of you that you're giving away. I think now I want to dive into like where I draw my confidence from. And I think a big part of it was, not hearing the things that I wanted to hear from others. Like, you know how as a kid, not for me personally, I'm not talking about me, but you know how as a kid, when you get a good grade, you want the people around you to be like, good job, or you so smart. But nobody says nothing. I think, like, I didn't go through that part and put like specifically, but that's where man kind of come from, situations like that where I would do something and I didn't feel like I got enough recognition. And it was like, okay, since nobody else gonna say it, I'm gonna say it. I don't need you to tell me nothing. And it started turning to this thing where no matter what, I just believed and knew whatever I said that I was gonna do. I'm the best writer in the class. And I believe it. I do. If I was in the class and I got the worst grade on that writing assignment, my confidence in my writing didn't change. Cause for one, I'm like, I didn't try hard. Like, I came up with an excuse to it, but my confidence in my own writing, I would have had to still believe it. But it's like, when you truly start telling yourself the things you want to hear, it turns to you from needing to hear it from when you was younger to you wanting to hear it. But if you don't, you'll tell yourself because you making sure that you fulfilling your own needs. And I think that's something that I definitely start doing, because I know I've always had an intimidating presence to a lot of people. I don't always know why. I know I sometimes got a natural mean mug, and I don't start off very talkative. But when I talk, I think you can see more to it. But I knew I always had like an intimidating presence to some people, so it was harder for them to just come to me and say stuff. But during that time, I was always telling myself what I needed to hear. I remember when I was depressed, people was telling me stuff, and it was like, as much as I appreciated what they were saying, I didn't believe it. I didn't put no belief in it. But one day, I remember telling myself, I'm going to get through this. And because I told it to myself and I believed it wholeheartedly, it was like I started making the necessary steps to do more. And that's all. And all of this still rolls into the confidence that we have in ourselves. When I believe what I said, I was going to get over my depression, I did it because I was confident that I could do it, because that's the belief I have in myself. Everybody else was telling me, but I don't trust what nobody else saying. Because if I'm telling you my leg broke, and I know my leg broke, and you telling me it's not broke, it's sprained, right, you're not the one walking around with this. It's broke to me. So that's how I always see things. Like, the whatever I hear, it's cool. It is what it is. But what I allow in is the only thing that matters. And it's the things that's already inside of me that matters. Because the stuff from the outside, really, it can't move me in certain ways. Unless, like, you know, it's coming from those who touch your heart. That could move you. But even then, I don't doubt myself. My confidence still high. And that just, at the end of the day, only you going to sleep with you. Your thoughts are inside of you. So I could never just sit and allow the things that others said to me or didn't say to me matter once I knew I was telling myself what I needed to hear. I wasn't looking for validation or recognition no more. Of course, we all want it. We want to feel appreciated. We want somebody to notice us, especially when we need that recognition, when we feel we are at our lowest or at our highest. Like, I remember Whitney Houston said in one of her songs, I can't think of the song, so I can't think of the literal lyrics that she said. But I know she said, what good is living your dream with no one to share it with? And I was like, that makes so much sense. We want, like, no matter what it is, we do want somebody to, you know, notice us and be there for us when we accomplishing everything. Because my confidence don't waver doesn't mean I want to be alone. It just means the outsiders can't deter me from what I believe in myself. But that don't mean that we want to be alone. It just means we won't let nobody take us from what we believe of ourselves. And it took a long time for me to understand the difference in, because when I start being more confident in myself, I became more of an asshole to others. Because anybody that didn't, like, that would say something to me that I didn't believe about myself, it was like, I don't like you no more. Like, don't talk to me, nothing. And then I start realizing, like, I don't talk to nobody. I'm very, like, one friend now. You know, like, my greatest friend in the world. But at the same time, it was like, if it didn't matter, I shouldn't have pushed everybody away anyway. Everybody not going to agree with me. And then, you know, once I got more in tune with that, it was like, all right, I can share these good times and sad moments that we all going to go through in life with people. But at the end of the day, nothing that they say should mean more to you than what you're doing yourself. And I think that's been most of my roller coaster ride with my confidence. It's been high ever since.
Yeah. There is a philosopher. He was a Stoic philosopher. So part of Stoicism, which Stoicism is an interesting thing that people should get into if they don't know about it. It's basically the art of not caring so much and kind of focusing on the right things. And for me personally, it's been very helpful. But the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor. He was like probably the most powerful man in the world for a time. And he has a book called Meditations. And there's a quote in there. Again, it's not exact, but it's something along the lines of, what is fame? It's eternal emptiness. And basically what he's saying is that if you put who you are and what, you know, what, how the world sees you into other people's hands, you're becoming empty inside, right? Because you're putting who you are into other people's hands, and whether they love you or hate you, they could be wrong, right? They could be wrong to love you. They could be wrong to hate you. I mean, it doesn't really matter what they have to say. And that was an interesting thing that I've kind of personally learned this year too, because I released two books this year, right? So the first book was the very beginning of the year, and I got like a very good response to this release, right? Because nobody expected it. Nobody in the world. I didn't tell a single soul. I didn't even tell my parents I was releasing it until, I don't know, like a few weeks before. I pretty much told none of my friends I was even writing it. I just dropped it. Like it was.
Yeah, it caught us off guard.
Yeah, it was my version of like dropping the mic. Like, what's up? You know, what's going on? And everyone was like, wow, like this is crazy. It, you know, I'm not going to say it did numbers or anything, but I think it sold a decent amount for like a first book. It's not like I have a giant audience or anything like that anyway, but like I got a decent amount of sales off of it. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. Like, I'm glad that I got this response. And the second book came out in July of this year. And I kind of came into that release knowing that it was not going to get the same response because I've seen in the past how people act. When you do something for the first time, people are like, wow, like you're really capable of that. But once you do it again, it's like, oh, we already knew you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like think of in sports terms, right? Like when LeBron James wins his first MVP or his first finals, it's like, okay, that's insane. Like that he did that. He was able to accomplish that. But when he does it again, it's like, oh, that's just expected. And you raise the bar on yourself the more you do.
Mm-hmm.
So coming into my second book, I'm like, I know that the response is not going to be the same, but I had to tell myself, this book is way better than the first book. The response you get has zero impact on the quality of this book and the content that you put into it. And it, exactly what I expected to happen. It got way, way fewer sales. It got way less response. But what I did notice is I feel like the people that did read it and reach out to me, that connection kind of was a lot stronger than with the first one. And so kind of going back to what you're talking about with you still wanting people on the ride, like with praise and hate, I kind of take it with a grain of salt. It's absolutely. Like, if it's hate, I'm going to examine it. Cause I only have my perspective on the world. Someone could see me from a different perspective and they could be right. They very well could be right. And I might have to change, but they also could be wrong. And I could just throw that out the window. And the same thing, if they're praising me, like they could be wrong to praise me. I don't know what is their qualification. You know what I mean? But at the same time, if they come to me and they discuss a certain idea, whether it's from my book or just who I am as a person, I can be like, okay, this is who I'm meant to attract. You know what I mean? Like this is my audience, so to speak. And whether they're right or wrong, how they view me in a positive light, and we can build a connection off that. So, and that in turn inspires you and makes you more confident too. Like I do think other people can boost our confidence, but it's more of maybe not boost it, but solidify it, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I again, going back to talking to yourself and speaking your confidence almost into existence, like you kind of have to fake it till you make it, you know, like you just have to talk to yourself and you, again, you may not actually believe what you're saying, but over time it's going to click. And when that confidence turns to actions and those actions elicit responses from other people that are positive, and it kind of gives an applause to what you've done or who you are, it's like, okay, this is where the cycle starts going now, where I feel much more confident in myself because this other person, and it's especially if it's a person that you kind of admire or respect, when they come back to you and say, hey, this is amazing. Like, you're doing great stuff. It's like, yeah, I know I am. But to hear you say that, it still solidifies that I'm doing what's supposed to be done. And that's just going to push you to the next level. And I mean, especially when you put something into the world, like a podcast or a book or music or anything, and you have that positive response, how could you not want to do it again? I mean, it just puts you on that kind of next level again, where it's like, man, I have to keep going because I'm, you know, to some extent it is maybe a little bit about proving yourself to the world, but also I think it's about proving yourself to yourself and showing I have the ability to do this. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep doing it.
That's definitely a boost to your confidence. Once you achieve something the first time, you know, you can do it again. And it's because you know you can do it again, you're going to either strive to do it or you're going to wait around and, all right, I did it before, let's go ahead and knock this out. But you're confident in the fact that you can do it. And I think one thing I think about our confidence, it breeds whatever we want. If you're confident you can do something and you know it's going to have negative consequences behind it, that's all you're going to attract. And it's the same for something positive. I mean, like, people that work out, usually you want a workout partner because they're going to motivate you. They're going to tell you, you can do it. Two more, one more, you got this. But sometimes people ain't going to be there to tell you that. So who you got then? Just yourself. And they go back to telling yourself, all right, one more, push it out. I got this. And when you do it, you're confident. I can reach this amount, my next set. And you start pushing. And then you take it, you get comfortable there. You take it up another notch. All right, five more. And all it is, it's a repetition. And you get better and better the more that you do it. You're going to keep striving to do more. I think once it turns into action, I think that's when your confidence take the most extreme boost that it could receive. And it leads you down to not just feeling better about yourself, but you start giving that confidence to others. I think you start trying to boost other people's confidence. And it's not to say anybody have a problem with it, with their own. It's just you trying to give out that same energy because you have so much of it. And that's kind of how I am right now. Like, I feel like I definitely try to always support any and everybody, whether you need it or not. I don't think me telling you can do this will ever be a bad thing. If it's even taken negatively, I think that shows more on that person than it does me. I'm just trying to help. And it's not to pat myself on the back. Like I said, I just want to spread that kind of same energy. What's the point of knowing you doing everything that you want to do and you the only one that can do it? You want to see everybody else around you, all your loved ones, and even strangers. You want to see everybody succeed. What's to hate about? I think when you have that confidence within yourself, it breathes into, it spills into so many other areas of your life, but it all starts with you. I think when you really set your mind to anything and you believe in it and you believe it can be done, you also have to believe that you can do it. A lot of times people like, Like, for instance, how long was everybody saying Steph Curry could get the 3-point record? Steph always said he'll love to do it. He's not going to actively go out there and try to do it. He want to win games. But the closest Steph get, he say, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it this season. I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to get it, but I'm telling you I'm going to get it. Steph already knew he could do it. But when he starts speaking, it feel like over the years, it's just becoming closer and closer. Now I'm going to do it. Nothing that nobody else ever said changed his focus. His focus was always winning, and it's still winning. But the closer he getting to accomplishing this, now it's his goal. Not only did I know I could do it, now I'm going to do it. Some can be done, and everybody can say it can be done. But if you don't go out there and do it yourself, you don't really care about it being done. I know somebody out here can go out and run 5 miles and not take a break. Yeah, I'm sure it can be done. I'm not doing it, so I don't care. You know, like I'm confident that it can be done. But I'm not saying I'm going to be the one to go do it. But when I'm confident that I can go do it, I will go do it.
Yeah. And I mean, the Steph Curry thing is interesting because I mean, that's a perfect example of just knowing through your action what can be done. And with really any kind of work, I think that you do for a long time, you start to see that. And, you know, an interesting kind of mantra, I guess, I've kind of started living by. And this is something that Russell Westbrook always like posts on his Instagram pictures. He just puts, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
And like that really hit for me this year because, like, you know, one of the things that I kind of talk about a lot with the lessons that I talk about is when it comes to women. Right. And that's especially for guys. I think guys have a tougher time with confidence when it comes to women. Cause like we're the ones expected to go out of our way to talk to women and to kind of lead the show. And there's a lot of guys that want to just reject that as like some sort of societal like punishment. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know what, this is the way it is. Like, why let's go ahead and lean into this. Okay. So instead of just blaming everyone else in the world, which is out of our control for how things are, why don't we just make ourselves into the type of person that can do this, right? And when I was in college and high school, I definitely didn't look at myself in a very positive light. And I wouldn't say that I like, you know, I didn't hate myself or anything like that, but I definitely wasn't confident. Like when I had a crush on a girl, and I would definitely talk to girls in high school and college and like all that. But deep down, I was kind of like, do I really deserve to be with them? You know, like they're probably out of my league. Like, and it's really something you do to protect yourself. Yeah. You start being like, cause you don't want to be rejected. You're like, I'm not good enough for this person. They probably won't like me. So
self-sabotage.
Exactly. So I'm not even going to try. And I think especially in the past year, I've kind of developed this where, you know, I've kind of just noticed based on the energy that I'm putting out now, I'm attracting the type of people, men and women that I want to have in my life. Mm-hmm. And that's not really from a purely romantic like perspective, but I look at the people I'm attracting. I'm like, these are the type of people I want to have around and they want to be around me. So why shouldn't, you know, I'd be able to have these people around, like they want to be around, I've attracted them. And when it comes to women, now I'm at the point where I'm like, why not? Why couldn't I be with this person? I could easily let my ego start talking and be like, oh, she's too pretty for you. Or she expects this type of guy. I don't know anything. You know, I don't know whether that's true or not. That's just all made up. And you start to look at yourself in that light where it's like, why couldn't I, you know, why I'm strong enough now where I can give that a shot. And if it doesn't work out, it is what it is. It doesn't mean that I'm a terrible guy. You know, it's just that maybe that certain situation didn't work out, but hey, what if it does work out? You know, then the confidence even explodes from there, where you've proven to yourself that, you know, you can do certain things, but hey, you can also attract people. And I think that's a very huge confidence boost right there. When you bring people into your life just based on your actions. And a lot of the time you don't even have to go out of your way to do this. It's just literally you being who you are. And that alone is going to attract people. And you start looking around at the people you have in your life, and it's like, man, these are some amazing people. These are people that I really am happy that I can, you know, talk to and spend time with anytime I want. And that's just another huge confidence thing right there. So, you know, one of the main reasons I wanted to do this podcast was because everyone says to just have confidence. And I think that is just, is kind of terrible advice, because
where do you draw it from?
Exactly. You're not giving any actionable steps when you just say have confidence. If you're not confident, you're not going to know how to be confident. So how can you be confident? It's just so dumb. And in my personal journey, and I think you can relate based on what you said, that confidence is something that develops over a pretty long period of time. Like, it's not something that you just snap your fingers and it's there. It's like, first you start off with the affirmations, like telling yourself this is who I am. It's more, this is who I want to be, I think is the best kind of affirmations you can have. And then from there, you start putting that into actions. It's like, okay, I believe I can do this, so I'm going to do it. And once you actually do it, that is where that wheel starts turning. And it's like, it just turns into more confidence and more action, and you accomplish more things and just gets better and better from there. And that is how you build confidence. And it does not take 2 months or even 6 months or even a year. I mean, I think it could take like multiple years.
Yeah, depending on how shot yours already is.
Yeah. So it can take a long time to get to this point. And so if you're listening to this and you really lack confidence, just know you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be where you want to be confidence wise, like next week or next month. Like, just start taking those small steps, and you're going to start to see on a weekly basis and maybe even a daily basis, just small little hints that you're becoming more confident in who you are. And once those confidence start turning into positive action, it's over from there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's no time frame on when you should be confident in yourself. It's all about who you are, what works for you. I mean, it's just like, I keep going to sports analogies, but I remember a book that we had to read in college about the man who wanted to dunk, who never dunked before. And so he started dunking the small tennis balls. But for a while, he had to just start becoming more athletic. So he started working out. He started doing all these different things to just accomplish a dunk. And when he put the time frame on it, he didn't meet it, but he kept going and he kept going. And he kept going. He kept working on it. Then one day he was finally able to dunk. And the reason why I went back to that was he was confident that he was going to achieve this goal. And even when he didn't achieve it in a time frame that he wanted, he didn't stop working on it. He kept going and he finally achieved it. And that's all I really believe it takes to do anything, but especially your confidence, because your confidence is what it takes for you to do anything. If you're not confident in anything, 9 times out of 10, you're going to fail. Like, It's a home run hitter don't hit home runs going up there swinging scared or not swinging at all. He failed already. Go up there believing I can take this out. And they know they got the ability to do it. And that's all confidence is. You trusting and believing in your own abilities. And you telling yourself, I can do this. Reassure yourself. Now, we done hit y'all with a whole bunch of gems. I want y'all to go ahead and take those in. Any last words, Dylan?
I mean, just to add on a little bit to what you just said, I mean, I 100% agree that, you know, if you don't believe you can do something, you're never going to fully commit. And, you know, again, the going up to a plate, if you think you can hit a home run, you're going to hit a home run at some point, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're doubting it, you're probably going to ground out a lot and maybe you get on first every once in a while. But a lot of the time it's not going to happen because you're not going to fully commit because you already know it's not going to happen. And, you know, whether you fail or not, like failure is not the worst thing that can happen to you.
If
you believe that you can do something and you don't do it, it doesn't mean that you can't do it. It means that you just didn't do it that time. And it's something you got to stick with sometimes, but you have to commit. Because if you don't commit, it's never going to work out and you're never going to prove to yourself that you can do something. So just keep being as positive as you can and commit to something. And maybe you got to commit to it for a little bit of time, but eventually it's going to pay off.
Now, I'm going to let that be the last word said. So y'all tune in. Thanks again, Dylan, for coming on. I knew I had the right person for this. Y'all stay tuned and got some more heat dropping.